Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday service and message, Starting Over. There are several reasons why a person may start over. Some may start over because that which they have can't be modified or changed to do what they have in mind for starting over. Some may not like what has happened or the way something has turned out, so they may decide to start over. Some may start over as a way of forgetting what was or has been done. Some of these may be behind God's reasons for starting over. The Bible tells us that God is starting over with heaven and earth. The current heaven and earth would have fulfilled its usefulness. God's new heaven and earth will be different from the present one in that it will have some things the other one does not, and vice versa. It is an improvement in every respect over the current one. God invites mankind to take part in his new beginning. While God made this universe large and expansive for us, it is finite and isn't designed for eternal habitation. He built it so humanity would have something to reach for, to stimulate his mind and thoughts, and to wonder and be amazed with. If humanity remains in this earth and begins to cooperate and work together for another 6,300 years, it may be by then we would have been able to reach the ends of the universe. We would have been able to do all that is possible to do in this reality or universe, and gone everywhere there is to go, and to have seen all there is to see. And at the end of all of that, I believe we will find that Earth is unique and there are no other intelligent life forms like ourselves that emerge from lifeless inorganic elements from a random, unguided, and unaided manner, like some are proposing human life began and evolved into here. It would have taken all that time for some to finally realize that heaven and earth were created by God for us to decide if we want to spend eternity with him. Once everything is done, seen, and explored, there is nothing else to do but to start over if you can. But there is no place for humanity to start over. No way to start over within the present heaven and earth, because it has fulfilled its purpose. I mentioned the emergence of transhumanism and artificial intelligence. Both of these, but along with some other things, will give humanity the ability to reinvent itself into something unrecognizable today, and to achieve a general measure of immortality and intellectual superpower within this present world. But all we can be and will be is limited to this universe, this present heaven and earth, this present space and time. When God starts over, this present heaven and earth will be abandoned, and all those and things within it. The new heaven and earth will exist outside of time and space as we know and knew it. God will take us to a place outside of the present heaven and earth, for he himself exists there. Instead of people waiting on God for what is next, we stay away from him and his church, looking for something we have not seen, doing something we haven't done, or going somewhere we haven't gone. But at some point, we must decide that we have seen, done, and gone enough, and not worry about that which we haven't, and begin to wait on and follow God for what is coming next. The good news of the gospel is that no matter where we are, or who we are, or where we have been, or what we have done, God is offering us the opportunity for a new beginning and to start our life over in a new heaven and earth with Him. You can hear the complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above, and you can also see and listen to our previous Sunday School Missions and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School study. Don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.